Welcome to the podcast, Design Your Success, the podcast where human design and business meet. Every week, I will drop a new episode with an inspiring guest who shares his or her story about their business and how human design has fit in and how it has made a change for them. My name is Nicolena Huizinga. I am your host and I am a business mentor and human design coach. Have fun listening. Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of the Design Your Success podcast, the podcast where business and human design meet. And today is a very special episode because I've got someone really, really special with me today. And I'm so excited that you're here because you're my mentor, you're my coach and my role model, literally my role model. I'm so happy that you're here, Celia Thor.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, what an introduction.
Yes.
Thank you, Nicolene. You know, I think the world of you too. So it's a very mutual love here.
Oh, thank you.
And respect as well. It's human design has completely changed my business. So I'm really happy to be here to talk about
Yes. Oh, I'm so happy that you're here. So please, for the listeners who do not know you, please introduce yourself to them.
Sure. Okay. So hello, everyone. You already know my name. So what I do, maybe I just go straight to that point, is I help my clients to really simplify and scale their business. And I focus on scaling in a way that feels really, really good. So it's all about really amplify what is working in your business and really start doing business your way and start making a lot more money. So it's really about fueling things forward in a way that you love. So yeah, that's what I do. And I'm a big believer is you build your business around your life, not the other way around. So having that spaciousness and having that, yeah, that space to really live your best life and do the business in your best life is very important in my business and for my clients as well.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that. And I've been with you now for over 1.5 years, I think.
Yes, it's been a while.
But it's so lovely and I learned so much and it's wonderful to see you leading the way and being literally the role model because you are a 6-2 generator. Yeah. So you have the role model in your conscious design. And it's so wonderful to see you really living that design, being the role model and showing it to other people. Like, okay, if it's possible for me, it's also possible for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you obviously know, that's one of my favorite sayings. Like, if I can do it, you can do it. We just have to align it to you as well. But it's something I didn't really understand until obviously I knew human design was that would be a very good strategy for me. So it just something that felt natural was like really to share how I did things, being very transparent, be very open with clients and taking them behind the scenes. And now I've been taking it, as you know, a lot further in a way. I've kind of taken that strategy, knowing that I'm a role model to, you know, my client attraction or my lead gen strategy. I'm starting to bring that forward too. Yeah. And it's working so well for me and for the people because it's so aligned with how I do things and how it feels. Yeah,
absolutely. And it hasn't always been the case. So could we go back to your early days? How did you start being an entrepreneur?
Sure. Well, I have been an entrepreneur for 20 years. So it's been a very long time. It's like half of my life. So how I started, it was by accident, really. I was just in the right place at the right time kind of thing. I was a cabin crew and I met somebody who was an entrepreneur who just started their first business. And, you know, he offered me to join. And so I did. And this business is a very successful business today. Still, and I joined that journey. So this was a telecommunication company. It was after a deregulation in the British market where other players could go in from the British telecom. So we were selling to the SME market, so small to medium-sized businesses. And I was in charge of the marketing. And here I was, 20 years old, didn't even know what a business was, VAT, anything. And only thing I knew was I was not afraid of working and I was not afraid of learning. And that's kind of how I did things. I worked really long hours. The business became very successful. And then, you know, I exited my part. And since then, this business I have now is my 9th business. But most of the businesses I had were startups, and I was working very long hours in a very masculine energy. And came to the point when I started this business that I was like, there gotta be another way. And now I was a mother and I was a single mom. And one thing I didn't have was the 18 hours work, because I had always built my business around working long hours. Making money was hard work, and I managed to make a lot of money. I also lost a lot of money, but that was my belief. So when I started this business, I had to start challenging that. And I made a very powerful decision that this business was going to work, and it was going to work around my life. And I closed any other possibility. I just didn't know how. And I decided I'll just keep it very simple. And until very recently, you've been with me for a while, until very recently, I only had one offer. I had one core strategy, basically, and I was focusing on one platform.
Yeah.
And I just really simplified and I really amplified what worked. I went more to high ticket. It was very intimacy, like, you know, the mastermind you have been in, where I tweak and help people to get really aligned, and then I help to customize everything. And then now, as I'm scaling to 7 figures, I've taken that knowledge and I've now scaled that to bigger programs. But that's basically, you know, I decided this has to be another way. And that decision was so powerful.
Yeah.
And it showed me to challenge my beliefs, and that energy is everything. Really, strategies are important, but it's who you are and what you feel when you do that. And that basically, this decision led to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something I really learned from you about the energetics and how the size of the role that they play in running the entire business. It's huge, right? So how did you find out about the energetics?
Yeah, so I've always been really into personal development and kind of looking into myself, but I never really put this into a business perspective. So what I noticed when I started this business, which was not in the other businesses, was suddenly everything became very personal. So I started noticing I had a good day, results were amazing. I had a bad day, results were bad. And I was like, why is that? Because in the previous businesses, the business was not, it was separated from me. It was, so whatever I felt, it wasn't affected to the business at all, right? I just knew I was the leader and I had to work hard and, you know, all of that. But suddenly I noticed working hard, even though in the shorter time I had, was not working anymore, because when I was feeling, oh my gosh, I need client, or if I was desperate, or if I was feeling off, nothing was working. And when I was feeling, you know, like magnetic and in my power, things just seemed to be very easy and flowy. And when I started seeing this, I got curious. And as I started looking into it, then, you know, the manifestation was becoming popular, or has been popular for a while. And I started looking more and more into this. So I became very curious about manifestation, about, you know, healing yourself and your inner wounds and your inner children. And I started educating myself a lot about these things. So I joined quite a few programs and bought quite a few courses. And I started testing. So as a 6 line, I'm 40, so I'm still operating a bit like a 3 line. So I started testing and tweaking and adopting that and experimenting. And what I notice is energy, indeed, is almost not everything, because you need the strategy too. And I think that is also a very important piece. But I notice how I felt really made a difference in how I would show up and everything else. So what I noticed when I felt I knew things would happen, when I felt good in my body, I would speak differently. I would show up differently. And it was just something about the focus that I became magnetic and everything would just work. And as soon as I was maybe worried about getting clients or I had to pay a bills, I think a lot of us are there. And it was like, I need money or I have this goal or there was a controlling energy. There was this desperation. It was the wrong intention, essentially. And then it just became really, really hard. So I tested this having pre-written content, pre-written launches. And I know you have done, you have seen me do this. And the results were staggering. Like it was like a black and white. So yeah, so that's kind of like where I kind of went into this and when I started playing with this, and I still can catch myself, you know, going into one energy to another and noticing. So essentially whatever feels good, pleasure in my body, you know, who I am, you know, so what I now do before I implement or before I do a strategy, I activate that version of me. And I notice whenever I'm operating, I have to do this, operating from the pain. I'm like, oh, and, or if I feel like I don't have time or overwhelmed, I'm like, okay, we gotta get space to re-energize myself and refocus and shift and activate that version who knows, who is strong and who is focused. And from there, we can move. From there, we can implement. Because I know if I just go in that and I try to do more, it's just hitting my head to the brick wall and nothing really works.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I've been part of that journey now, and I've seen you do it. And you're right. When you have been focusing on the right energy, things are just amazing.
Yeah.
And I have that experience too by now, because I have been in a place where I was trying things and I was in the desperate mode, like, oh, I need clients, I need money. And then when you're focused on making money and bringing clients in, instead of being of service.
A service, right?
Yeah. And focusing on what you love doing, then it's really, that's a complete different energy. So I'm totally
different. And this is a tricky in business, you know, and this is where I'm finding, like, I felt like I had mastered this. And because, you know, we have that relationship, you obviously know what I'm going through now. As I'm scaling to seven figures, I'm focusing again on metrics and I'm focusing again on the numbers. So it is finding that line. Okay, I want to scale. I want to do this, but then it's the question, how do I feel and how do I want to experience this? And how do I want my buyers and my clients to experience this? So it's always going back to the service because the money always follows. But at the same time, as a business owner, we need to have some sort of roadmap.
Yeah.
And that is kind of finding the way, because if I'm too focused on the number or the goal with a timeline, I become attached and then I take the wrong energy because I start controlling.
Yeah.
But at the same time, as a business owner, you need to have a roadmap at the same time. So it's basically, how can I feel during this process, this journey? You know, how can I experience this, and how can the people, you know, in my world, the buyers and customers, experience this as well? And when you are in that energy of serving, it's like oxytocin in your body. It's like exciting, and you're doing it from the vision, and you're moving from pleasure instead of forcing things and you know, kind of constantly, I have to do this. This is complete energy.
Yeah, exactly. It really makes all the difference. Like last week I did a video on the Robbie Williams documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it shows his whole journey of addiction, of problems and being bullied by the press and all of that. And I looked at his human design and I found out that he is a projector. And when I was looking at his documentary, I was crying, like, oh, wow. How can this incredibly creative genius really sacrifice everything because he wants to fit in? And then I saw his profile. So I did a video about that. I did a live in my group and I shared it with several people. And I was like really on fire about this because it's so sad to see such a creative soul going to pieces. Whereas when he would have known about his human design, like, okay, this is how I operate, this is who I am, things would have been completely different for him. But
absolutely, because you will also, and I think that is a huge thing in life and in business, is this acceptance and compassion for yourself. and allowing yourself, you know, the different perceptions, you can see things. And if you could have maybe seen this from a different perception, it's like, what is the lesson here? Why is life happening for me? Start understanding that you could have seen this all through a very different lens.
Yeah.
Than you probably could from as well. Right.
Yeah. So thinking about your own entrepreneurial journey and your life, now you know, and you actually are very much aligned to your 6-2 generator.
Yeah, totally, totally. And I notice when I get out of alignment, so now again with the scaling thing, so we had a big influx of clients into the program. And so I have a major program called Simplify and Scale, as you know, but those of you who don't know, and I'm scaling that. And this program is incredible. And what I have been doing is when people have been joining, you know, now we are systemizing this more, is people have gotten deep dive sessions with me. Right. And now we are raising the prices and we are doing this in a more of a group format. And what I noticed, so I'm a 6 line, as you know, the role model, and then I'm a 2 line. So those of you who don't know that, it's it means I'm like, things come naturally to me, but at the same time, I need a lot of space and contemplation. And what I've noticed when things feel easy and spacious in my business, that's where I make the most money. And that is, I'm like a best version of me. And that is where I can bring my energy and everything forward. So what I've noticed in the last few weeks is I've been in a period where I had guests over to visit, and then I went into, you know, this huge influx of new clients. So I have been in a lot of delivery mode, and what I have never done, what I preach to you and my clients is like, make sure you have time for your business, for your client attraction, your CEO day. But because of, you know, everything happening, I broke this rule for myself. So I've been having clients on, you know, for the deep dives, because there's so many, the math was not working. I was putting them on my CEO day, which is Friday. I was putting them on Monday when I do my content creation. I was putting them on Tuesday when I put a client attraction. So there was hardly any white space in my calendar. So it was like heavy for the last 2 weeks in client delivery.
Yeah.
And then I started noticing my mental health was going down. My, you know, the clients join me, everybody says, I love your energy. There's something about your energy. And I noticed I always feel things are in flow and relatively easy in my business. Suddenly I started thinking, oh my gosh, I have to do this. I felt I was in scarcity of time and overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And then I realized, I'm like, I'm two. I haven't got given myself space for the 2 lines. So what I did, I got a headache. I canceled the day. I went to, you know, I live very close to the beach. I went to the beach and I just spent the day contemplating and you know, journaling, and I was back into my power.
Yeah.
And what I'm realizing now again, and I knew this, and I did this for a very long time, you know, for the last 1.5 years, I've been doing this for sure. It's like now there is a white space. Nobody's going on Friday. Monday, nobody's going anymore. If you know, anybody's getting a deep dive, they just have to wait.
Yeah.
Because it's not good for them when I am not the energetic part, like myself, because that is where my genius is. And that is where the magic lies.
Yeah.
So honoring that 2 line and that home body of mine, like I need a lot of alone time and I need a lot of space, has been such a game changer, and to understand that.
Yeah, I can imagine, because the two really needs more rest and time alone, and definitely needs that more. So how on earth did you do that when you were working those long days in your other businesses?
So when I was younger, I was more in survival mode. And I think when you are in your 20s, you just don't really think of that. You just go, 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 go. You know, children are different. Mm-hmm. What I remember after having my daughter, and even before that, I remember when I had the latest startup, one of my co-founder, because I was like, I want to work from home 1 or 2 days. And he really was against that. Like, no, we need to be all in the office. And I was the CEO, the co-founder. And he was like, no, we need to lead by an example and work long hours. And you know, and then I had my daughter as well before I went to the mentorship. And I noticed I couldn't really cope. Like, I had this huge urge to work from home. And this is before COVID. And I was like, I had such a difficulty going to the office. And also I noticed in the office, it's like they were often chatting and they could go from one to another. And I can only do one thing at a time. And I have to have a music and then I just focus. Mm. And I just found it very difficult. And then, you know, in COVID, I decided to do a co-working office after starting this business. And I noticed immediately it didn't work. And now because of the internet in my home, I've had a co-working office again. And I'm like, okay, I need to rethink this a bit. Because for me as a two line, having a child, I work best from home alone.
Yeah.
Having people around me, I love people in their small quantities. Online is fine, no problem meeting people online, but being a lot in people's energy, I notice it drains me more than anything.
Yeah, well, it drains me too. And that has everything to do with my 5 open centers in my human design. So when I'm around a lot of people, it depends on the people, but sometimes I'm fine and sometimes I'm absolutely not fine.
So yeah.
We just need to be careful around other too many people in person and manage our own energy. So when you look back on the years that you spent on the other businesses, what mistakes or lessons did you learn that are like the major ones that you would like to pass on?
Sure. I think actually this business has been the most lessons of them all, really. Right. But I'll share with you some of the major lessons I have learned and something I would want to know a lot sooner for sure. So energy is everything. That's like a lesson number one. And that's really making sure is to activate yourself. So before you do anything, before you make any sort of action in your business, is make sure to bring that version of you forward. So one of the quickest things for me, one of the smartest things, is it right or better word? For me is activate the, so if I want to go to 7 figures or if I, whatever I desire is to tap into that version of me when I'm making decisions or when I'm showing up. And this is probably why I scaled so quickly in this business, is that I was moving from that version of me. So I'm not moving from the version I am today, but the version I want to be. So the questions I ask myself all the time now, if I'm already a 7-figure, so if I'm already doing this, how do I feel, act, and behave? And what kind of decisions would I make?
Mm.
So that was one. So before it was always, when I have this, when I'm here, when I'm this, it was always like a thing. But it's moving into that identity and move from that identity. So that's something I wish I would have known a lot before. The second thing is money has nothing to do with our worth or whether we are good enough. So while I do love that we are often in the coaching industry and, you know, in the online industry, people are working on themselves, I think it's also to really kind of separating your business from yourself. So there is a separate, like if you separate your business from yourself, making money has nothing to do with your self-worth at all. And as a business owner, your responsibility is to make money and you need to be responsible for that. So that's number two. Mm-hmm. And that kind of ties into that hoping is a terrible strategy. And that is a strategy I've often kind of found myself in, you know, in all my businesses, I was often really hoping for something. And that's giving you power away. So while I love energetics and I love manifestation, as a business owner, you need to be in the driver's seat. And that means you know what you want and you make a strategy and you actually show up. And then you can have magic and manifestation on top of things. And then the fourth thing I wish I would have known a lot earlier, and this goes through all my businesses, is really taking a day off once a week to contemplate and strategize. To slow down, to speed up. So now I have, like, you know, I've created this template. So I think you use the CEO weekly meetings. Yeah. Is to really sit down and go, what is happening in my business? How am I feeling? You know, what are the results? And look at your financials in and out. Because one thing I noticed with me, as I started making more and more money in my business, it didn't mean I was keeping it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I'm still working on, right? So I can make 50K a month. Doesn't mean it's a 50K in my bank account, because the more I start making, I start spending more. So it's this awareness, looking at your finances and having that meeting, looking at your sales and your buyer experience, looking at, am I actually showing up on social media And am I doing it from potency? Am I doing this in an activated state? Because a lot of us think we're actually showing up on social media, but when you actually look at it, you know, properly. And looking at your sales activities, looking at your, you know, your sales as well as obviously income, and looking at just, have I been focusing on the needle moving activities, and what is working in my business and what is no longer working? Because one thing is, you need to know what is working and we can amplify that. Also removing what is not working. It's like, do I need to make some decisions now? Do I need to up-level my standards? Do I need to get better boundaries? Do I need to have difficult conversations? Do I need to streamline things? So taking that time to really measure your plan, measure your activities, measure your business, and see if you actually are aligned with your business and with your human design, that's something that it is a game changer. So when you get out of alignment or when breakdowns happen, you're aware of it and it doesn't escalate for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my goodness, I loved all the pieces of advice because it's so true. It's so true, you know, when you, and I know I have done that for a very long time, identify myself from the money that I make really making sure my self-worth was linked to the money I made or didn't make. Yeah. And that felt really, really bad. Yeah. And you're right. You need to be on top of things. You need to be in the driver's seat. And what you said about hoping as a strategy. Oh my God, I had that for such a long time. Like,
It will work tomorrow. It will work. Maybe. But then you have this fear in your belly. It's like, what if it doesn't?
Yeah, exactly. But you know, the thing is, what kind of advice would you have for people who are still in that place, like they identify themselves with their business, with the money that they make?
Yeah.
How do you get away from that?
It's a great question. I think the first thing is always getting clear what you want and what you don't want. Okay. So it's getting clear of like, what kind of business do I want to have? How do I want that to feel? And what is kind of my role into that? And what is like my business responsibility, or what is kind of like the scope of my business? And me as the business owner or the leader, what is kind of my role? And what thing we do in my role, as you know, we do a cord cutting ritual between the business and yourself. So I would really start thinking of your business as a separate energetic identity. A little bit, those of you who have children or spouses, it's just a very important relationship you have. It's one of the most important relationships you have. Like you have with your children, you have with your business, but start seeing this as a separate thing and maybe name it differently if that will help you. So that is probably one of the first steps to really get there. And then it's starting to ask yourself, like, whenever you feel that you are responsible, whenever you feel, you know, whatever, it's like, is it ultimately true, or is it another way to see that? It's a great question to really go through as well. And then I would say is really check your belief system. This is like, we never get anything except we believe we can. So in the world of the manifestation energetics, it's you're never going to be writing free will. So I think whenever you are so entangled in your business, what are your beliefs there? Like, you know, are there any limiting beliefs you have that you're not worthy, or making money is hard, or, you know, you're going to be found out or anything like that? So I would look at your beliefs and decide what you truly want, and then question the beliefs you don't have. And that is maybe something, and forgive and release. But I think that is the hard work in running a business.
Yeah.
It's your belief system.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know that by experience, because I've done a lot of work on my beliefs and the shadow sides that, of course, we all have. But the beliefs are incredibly important. And whenever I work with my clients, it's, of course, their human design is a huge element, but from the human design are also like the limiting beliefs of, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not capable. Well, there are so many beliefs that people have and that we all have. And and the bad news is that the beliefs are not going to go away. but you can learn how to navigate them. And I love what you created to navigate the limiting beliefs.
Oh, the liberation process.
Exactly. Yeah. So could you tell our listeners a bit about that?
About the liberation process?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I wanted to say one thing before. I'll go and tell them exactly about it. I think the biggest part of all of this is just when you run your business like a business and not part of you, it just shifts. So a lot of people going from professional world, they would show up for the job no matter what. They would never be like, oh, I'm not good enough today, or I can't show up because whatever, if they have a job, they just... whatever you feel, you show up, and then you could decide what kind of experience that is. And I think for a lot of us, we just need to do that in our business too, is to treat it like a business and run it like a business. Yeah. And I think we are. So regarding the liberation process, it's a resource, is a document I created, which is basically taking you through the whole process. And you can give that to your audience because you have access to that in the drive, and you can give also the weekly CEO meetings. So the liberation process, what it kind of guides you through is like the art of shifting. It's kind of looking, what am I afraid of? What is like causing me pain right now? What is the discomfort I'm feeling? What are the breakdowns happening? And it's kind of taking you to the dark side as well. So like, you know, it's first of all, identify what is causing you pain or that. Then it's kind of, what am I afraid of here? And because a lot of us, we are so afraid to go to the dark side. So in the liberation process, we actually visit the dark side, because often we are self-sabotaging or limiting ourselves because we're afraid of success, because then somebody will abandon us, or we'll be rejected, or we'll be ridiculed. So we want to visit that, because when we start seeing it, we're like, really?
Yeah.
Because I see it in it. So it's really a visit the dark side. Oh, if I go bankrupt again, go in there, because a lot of us are just so afraid of looking at it. And when you go to the dark side, then you can start asking yourself, is that ultimately true? Or is there another way to see it? And also, when you have these fears and limiting beliefs, is asking yourself, preventing you from? Like, what is it protecting you from? Sorry, is the word.
Yeah.
What is it protecting you from? Because often it's like our inner children are causing this, because they're protecting us from that dark side as well. And when we get to know that, then I'm like, aha. And then, you know, where did this limiting belief come? And usually this is either us putting in early age, or comes down from a parent or something, you know, we hurt. And when you can start seeing that, and then you ask, is it ultimately true? You can start rewiring the limiting beliefs and start seeing things differently. So it's basically bringing awareness, what is going on, as I seeing things differently, as I believing different. And it takes you through the whole process. And then it's just a question, how do you anchor this in? Because we are dealing with the subconscious, and that is where the repetition often comes. So that's the reason I think liberation process is something good to do very regularly, and maybe amplify that with like journaling daily or tapping or something to really start anchoring those beliefs completely different.
Yeah.
Awareness is everything, really. And then the rest is, it's like 80-20, yeah.
It really is. And I think the liberation process is such a powerful tool to really take you to the dark side, as you call it. And instead of, because we're so wired to ignore the dark side, but shining a light on it actually really helps to accept it, to work with it, to deal with it. And it's the same with human design. When you look at your design and you're like, yeah, but this is something that needs to be fixed, or it needs to be changed, but instead of going away from the fixing and changing,
leaning in.
We lean in, and we really dive in, and we embrace what is there, even if it's dark and ugly and painful. And then you're able to move through, right? So I love how you do that, and how you teach others to work with that. And that's another thing that I notice, and that's so much in alignment with your design, that you are so into teaching stuff. And how did you discover that you are good at that?
That's the true line. I'm still like, you know, I get messages from clients like, oh my gosh, I love, you know, what kind of mentor you are. I love your teaching, your energy. And I'm like, really? What? Like, I still don't, I guess I know it, but I guess I don't know it, if that makes sense. So
yeah.
When people say you're so good at it, I'm like, really? Okay. So it's, I'm always a bit thrown back by that. So it's something, so I guess, and this is maybe something I'm noticing more and more. So when I started this mentorship business, and remember you came into my world this time, I just wanted very intimate, small spaces.
Yeah.
And I did very, like, teaching was in Kajabi where I halted. And then I started noticing the desires that changing. And you were exactly with me. That was when I was moving to Spain as well.
Yeah.
And I noticed my desire was to teach more. Still mentor, but the teaching became a bigger desire. And that's where maybe it's a very new thing in my journey is the teaching part, because I've been more of a guide or a mentor or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm noticing I've been bringing that bigger, and that is where the teaching part is. So to answer your question, the teaching part is very recent. I noticed so half a year ago or so, while I've been doing it, but I've been leaning a lot more into it. And I'm noticing I have a bigger desire for that. I still love the mentoring, but the teaching is calling me more and more. And that's the reason I'm creating these programs, getting a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And then there's a question, how do I bring the magic in a bigger spaces? And that's something I've been navigating as well.
Yes. And I love watching you doing that. So that's great to be a witness on that journey. Yeah. So before we wrap up this wonderful conversation, because I know we can talk for hours, what would you say is your definition of success?
It's a great question. My definition of success is feeling flowy. It's like, you know, you're just feeling content and happy, spacious. That's for me. It's like when you're just feeling like this, I can't really describe it. That is success for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that because it's so simple. And of course, that's what you are all about making things simple, simplifying, yeah. Scaling. And this is exactly what we need, I think, in order to scale and to run a successful business on our own terms, to feel that flow and feel ourselves in that great energy, and from there we can move on.
And I think that is just important. Like, often we are chasing money or chasing success because of what it brings to us, and it's like we already have it. It's finding that, and then from there you move and you can whatever. So success is really that spaciousness within.
Absolutely. Yeah. What a great conclusion of this talk. Yeah. Thank you so much for being
Thank
with
for
me
having
today.
Me.
And I really enjoyed our talk. I absolutely enjoy and love working with you.
Likewise.
We're going to share all your details in the show notes so people can connect with you, they can find you, and they should, because you are amazing.
Oh, so, thank you, Nicolene.
Thank you so much.
Same to you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode. I look forward to hearing your thoughts, so please let us know and subscribe so you will never miss the next episode.